very cultural place. It's one of the last places we actually have with not a lot of European inhabitants. There's a lot of our middens and there's a lot of cultural artefacts and stuff that are still here that haven't been disrupted.
That's Packin' Ranger Brendan Lowry, and he's talking about Premangana. It's a vast tract of coastal scrub on the far northwest of Tasmania, and it has incredible cultural significance for the local Aboriginal community. But this breathtaking bushland was a very different place before it was handed back in the late 1990s.
They used to run cattle back in the day along some of the grasslands at the top here, at the top end of the property. And due to that, they brought in a lot of gorse. And the gorse got to the stage, when it was not in Aboriginal hands, it got to the stage where it was 15 foot tall and it was actually impenetrable. It was probably the worst gorse I've ever seen in my life, and I've done a lot of gorse management. We're still finding stems here now that that'd be 40 centimetres to 50 centimetres round at the base, even bigger. It's crazy, I've never seen them so big before ever.
But a lot has changed at Premangana since the property returned to Aboriginal ownership.
Well, I remember coming here 20 years ago as a young fella and looking up the side of the mountain and it would just glow with yellow flowers, gorse flowers. But now I could nearly guarantee you would struggle to find a flower on our property. We get the odd flower, but other than that, we're pretty much weed free.
Brendan is the latest in a long line of people who has worked hard to get this gorse under control. They started by hacking through the tangle of weeds and spraying the gorse to oblivion, but now they're using a technique more aligned with their Aboriginal heritage.
Now we've got it to the stage where it's actually small enough that we can actually use the native grasses and the native plants to our advantage. Instead of using chemicals, we do use a tiny bit of chemicals, but now we're down to trying to fix the microorganisms and the carbons in the soil. We're bringing back into our cultural burning, which has been passed down for generation and generation. So we burn the grasses, which kills all the young gorse, and then we do it in the right time of the year, nice slow cold burn. The gorse germinates because it's just warm enough, because it's we don't get a lot of frost down here, so it germinates, and then we burn the grasses because the grass will outcompete the gorse, so it can't photosynthesize. Then we burn the grass, which kills the gorse, and we continue the process. But in the stage of doing that, the fire actually germinates the seed. So instead of a 30-year battle, we might be able to get on top of it, of all the gorse and the gorse seed, within anywhere from 5 to 10 years.
And that's a return to some of those traditional fire practices that have been in place across Tasmania for thousands of years.
Yeah, and like the old fellas have used it, not just for, like we use it now, obviously for gorse, but we do use it for other invasive native species like the Acacia longifolia, which is actually a part of the same family, the Fabaceae family, the legume family, and that if you plant something like that without nothing to compete with it, it's basically the same thing. It's the same with anything. If you don't have something to compete and you don't have that biodiversity, the plant will overtake it. And so our old fellas would use the fire to manage, I guess it'd be native weeds to them, because anything of too much is a weed. So they'd use that for that nice slow burning. Cultural burning's not just for eradicating plants or anything. We'd use it to heal country. So it brings the grasses back. The high acidic rainfall creates high acidic soil. So when you do a burn, it puts alkaline into the soil. So it neutralises it, gets all that nice grass growing back up nice and green, so the animals have all that, kangaroos and wallabies are not going hungry, so they've got that nice native grass to eat, so it keeps them going.
So all of this here, all these grasslands here, as far as you can see over that way, and the little mountain over here, and also the big mountain there, they're all completely covered with gorse to the stage where you actually couldn't even drive through them. But as you can see here to the left, see all the beautiful, beautiful green grass?
Yeah.
That's all had a really slow, cold, cultural burn on it. And then you look to the stuff here beside us, you can see how dead and unhealthy it is, this little patch here, which is due to be burnt very soon. We obviously can't burn it all at once, because if we burn it all at once, we've got no habitat, no corridors for the insects and the kangaroos and, you know, all the rest of all the animals to move through. So it's very important when you're doing cultural burns that you just don't burn everything. We've got a long way to go, but we're on the right path. That's the main thing.
And you're close to the point where you won't need to do any spraying at all. The fire techniques will just manage to land by themselves.
They will. After, we'll say after this next season, we'll be down to no chemical use whatsoever. We're using our cultural burning to manage the gorse. Just like I said, letting the grasses and the trees outcompete the gorse and then continue the burning for the 5 to 10 years. And after that, we can maybe slow down a bit on the little bit on the burning and actually bring it back to the way it used to be.
We really need to start working together. It's not just about, it is our traditional way, but we need to start learning and teaching other people so they can protect their wildlife and they can do the same similar thing as what we've done here. It'd be a great thing to see it done across the board, get rid of them hot fires damaging the land, and to prevent these wildfires. We won't have these wildfires if we all work together, and we do it together, then things will be a lot better into the future.
And getting back to that more natural rhythm of the land.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It resets everything, but it's not just... the fire is such a big part of our culture. It germinates the seeds of particular types of trees. It gets rid of the vegetation. It brings back new trees. It's a really big part of our culture.